15th Perek, 2nd Mishnah. Aruvah Shelach Toimim. These are pieces of wood which the bakers would roll the dough on. Tomeis, this is a chiddush, because generally, till now, we learned pshutei kliyetz, wooden kalim that are flat, an abakabal tuma, but he had some type of tzuris kli, and also it was mashamish for the dough and for the person used to, I guess, lean on it or something. Also, kitzur, in this case, a jabonon, it is makabal tuma. That was just a simple piece of wood, which was used specifically for the baking, and therefore it's not makabal tum. Sokun or kilkumon, if he took this aruba the balabayas and he made it red, painted it, or he used some other type of dye to paint it, then the tumeis, it looks more like a kli, just tummy. Yeah. Okay. Could be this had also some type of rim around it, maybe it did have some type of tzuras kli. Dav shelach toimim shekova b'koisa. This board that the bakers would use, that somebody, this was made out of metal, because here it was a simple, well, it wasn't something that it was, had this multiple uses, or whatever else those previous ones had, the rubies. This one was just a simple piece of wood which they used to use. So it wouldn't be makabel tuma. We're talking about a metal one. Shekova b'koisel, attach it to the wall. Rabbi Elazar b'tachacha matam. And it was machlekes, as if something that was a kli, that you were mechaber to the wall, to the building, is that automatically matamet, a mataret, because now it's a part of the building. Rabbi Chacham say no, the chibra alone is not enough. Siroid shel nachtoimim tome, shel balabatim toy. Yes, so it is also some type of bowl that they used to use. The same idea over here. Also, the ones of Nachtoimim add some more betzuras kli than the ones of the Balabatim, and the other Nachtoimim is Tomei, and the Balabatim is Toho. Gifu from Abu Hosea Tomei. If you made a rim around it from all four sides, so now it's a kli kibul. You could put some liquid in it and it will hold it, and it's Tomei. Nifratz miruachecha tor, it was opened, it got opened from one side. It's not enough to have a rim around three out of four sides, because it can't hold anything if it's partially open. You would tell Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Avin Kinelius Kurtzelov Tome. They fixed it up somehow to the Kurtz, to chop the dough on top of it. Tome, the kids, we see there are exceptions to the rules of flat clay eights, wooden kalim that have special uses that can become a kabbal tuma. V'chein ma'aruch tome, also ma'aruch is tome. What is ma'aruch? Ma'aruch is also some other type of board that was used in the baking process. Yeah. Others say it means a rolling pin that you flatten off the bread with. It's also tummy. So some say that this one has some type of kli kibul inside of it, because otherwise we're back to the old problem that it's not a kabbal tuma, or some type of board and something which is flat and it's wide also could be a reason why it's makabel tumah. So, once again, generally, wooden kalim that do not have a receptacle are not makabel tumah. Sometimes, if it has shimushim for odom and kalim, or it's very wide, then it could be considered to have enough of a tzuris kli to makabel tumah.